Hello, this is EM Session, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for tuning in for our Penguins episode tonight. I came in to a very confusing scene. I walk in and Chill Study Beats 2 is playing on YouTube. It appears to be a 2-hour mix of Chill Study Beats. I don't know what happened to the show before me, or maybe even the show before them, because it's a 2-hour mix, but very interesting stuff. So yeah, hope everyone's having a great Monday. Hope people are surviving through finals and whatnot. Just kidding, we don't need to talk about academics whatsoever. We are listening to Coltsfoot Leaf by Metal Fingers, MF Doom's producer alias, off of his album Special Herbs, the box set, volume 0 through 9. I actually don't know what volume this is, but if you look up Coltsfoot Leaf by Metal Fingers, you'll probably find it. Yeah, we have a bunch of guests tonight. They will be here at some point. And I hope, or you should all look forward to meeting them, because they're all great people. We're going to start it off with December 4th by Jay-Z, because today is December 4th. Therefore, it's Jay-Z's birthday. So happy birthday, Jay-Z. Hope you win that Grammy. Hope everyone else enjoys this song.
Sean Carter was born December 4th, weighing in at 10 pounds, 8 ounces. He was the last of my 4 children, the only one who didn't give me any pain when I gave birth to him. And that's how I knew that he was a special child.
Happy, what's wrong? You look like you've lost your best friend. Tell me, is it something that I've done again? You look like you've lost your best friend.
They say they never really miss you till you dead or you gone. So on that note, I'm leaving after the song. So you ain't gotta feel no way about Jay so long. But at least let me tell you why I'm this way. Hold on. I was conceived by Gloria Carter and Agnes Reeves, who made love under the sycamore tree, which makes me a more sicker MC. And my mama would claim at 10 pounds when I was born, I didn't give her no pain. Although through the years, I gave her her fair share. I gave her first real scare. I made it for birth when I got here. She knows my purpose wasn't purpose. I ain't perfect, I care. But I feel worthless cause my shirts wasn't matching my gear. Now I'm just scratching the surface cause what's buried under there was a kid torn apart once his pop disappeared. I went to school, got good grades, could behave when I wanted, but I had demons deep inside that were raised when confronted. Hold on.
Sean was a very shy child growing up. He was into sports, and a funny story is at 4 he taught himself how to ride a bike. A two-wheel at that. Isn't that special? But I noticed the change in him when me and my husband broke up.
Now all the teachers couldn't reach me and my mama couldn't beat me hard enough to match the pain of my pop not seeing me. So with that disdain in my membrane, got on my pimp game, fucked the world, my defense came. Then the Haven introduced me to the game. Spanish Jose introduced me to Kane. I'm a hustler now. My gear is in and I'm in the in crowd. And all the wavy light-skinned girls is loving me now. My self-esteem went through the roof, man. I got my swag. Got a vocal from this girl when the man got back. Plus I hit my mama with cash from a show that I had. Supposedly knowing nobody paid jazz whack ass. I'm getting ahead of myself. By the way, I can rap. That came second to me moving his crack. Give me a second, I swear. I would say about my rap career. The 96 came. Niggas, I'm here. Goodbye.
Sean used to be in the kitchen beating on the table and rapping. And at the wee hours of the morning. And then I brought him a boombox. And his sisters and brothers said that he would drive them nuts. But that was my way to keep him close to me and out of trouble.
Goodbye to the game, all the spoils, the adrenaline rush. Your blood boils, you in a spot, knowing cops can rush. Yeah, you in the drop, you so easy to touch. No 2 days are alike, except the first and 15 pretty much. And trust, it's a word you seldom hear from us. Hustlers, we don't sleep, we rest one eye up. In the drought that define a man when the well dries up. You learn to work the water, without work you thirst till you die. Yup, and niggas get tired of for product. The little brothers ring fingers get cut up to show mothers they really got them. And this is the stress I live with till I decided to try this rap shit for a living. I pray I'm forgiven for every bad decision I made, every sister I played. Cause I'm still paranoid to this day, and it's nobody fault. I made the decisions I made. This is the life I chose, or rather the life that chose me. And you can't respect that, your whole perspective is whack. Maybe you love me when I fade to black. If you can't respect that, your whole perspective is whack. Maybe you love me when I fade to black. Now if you can't respect that, your whole perspective is whack. Maybe you love me when I fade to black. If you can't respect that, your whole perspective is whack. Maybe you love me when I fade to black.
Back and we have the full cast here. Everyone please introduce yourself with DJ names only, no real names.
Hi, I'm DJ Horse Thief. I'm so happy to be here after a break of 2 weeks. Wow, feels like home. Hi.
It's been a while, Horse Thief.
This is DJ JJ in the house. Happy to be here, as always.
This is DJ Mac and May. Coming at you live from the world financial crisis.
What? Mm.
This is DJ Lincoln Link right here.
Pleased to meet you, Lincoln.
This is DJ B-Voles.
Hey, B-Voles. So we just listened to December 4th by Jay-Z because today is December 4th, so happy birthday,
Jay-Z.
Shouts out Sean Carter. And then
that's
we had
his best song. Seriously.
That's very debatable, but I like it. It's a good one. And then we had Seabat by Hudson Mohawk. That song samples a door creaking, I think. That's that weird noise going on, and it just sounds ridiculous, so I like it. And now we're listening to Young Coconut by Mac DeMarco off of Some Other Ones, his instrumental EP. How's everyone doing tonight? Anyone have anything they want to share or anything?
Doing wonderful. Very happy to be here at WMFO at Tufts.
We're happy to have you.
We do have some Emperor Penguin facts for you.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
I mean, it is the Penguins episode, so.
Correct.
Thank you.
We did not forget. We're not trying to disappoint. So, did you know that the Emperor's Penguin's king's name is King Dedede?
I had no idea.
Wow.
King what?
King Dedede.
Three D's, three E's in that? Between the D's.
Oh.
D-D, nope. D-E,
is that in a song?
D-E-D-E.
King of the Emperors? Emperor of, King of the Emperors.
Yeah, he's got a hammer, a star on his tummy, nice little hat, real good.
And a ball full real of good. Spikes.
The what?
Ball full of spikes.
Ball full of spikes,
ball
you can't forget
full of spikes.
It.
Sending out some love to the D-D-D out there.
Yep, hope you're ruling over those penguins well. Yeah. Anyone have any song requests they'd like to hear?
Yeah.
What do we have?
Can we play Hardworking Hand by Luke Temple?
Absolutely. It's coming right up. Here's Hardworking Hand by Luke Temple. We'll talk to you guys in some amount of time.
You're gonna first time deep inside. There's a rush, what a rush. 'Cause the possibility that you would ever feel the same way about me, it's just too much, just too much. Why do I keep running from the truth? All I ever think about is you. Me hypnotized, so mesmerized, and I just got to know. Friends, is there more? Is there more? See, it's a chance we've gotta take. 'Cause I believe that we can make this into something that will last forever.
Again, we listened to Hard Working by Luke Temple. What's your DJ name of the show again?
DJ Horse Thief.
Yeah, that was a DJ Horse Thief exclusive. What'd we have? What was the, I still can't pronounce it. Who'd we have after that, Vols?
Utopianisti, and the song was...
It was Voodoo Mammoths from Neptune. It was a good one.
The favorite.
Wait, yeah, I enjoyed it. Band called Utopian Cities. Wow,
oh.
I anglicized it in my head. Cannot believe it.
Sorry.
Cool. Yeah.
It happens. And then, what do we have after that? What's your name again?
DJ May and Mac.
Main Mac?
No, May and Mac. Like May Freddie and May, Mac. Sally May and Freddie Mac.
I see. Okay. Yeah. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it was Crush by David Archuleta. Ever heard of him? Yeah, I think so. He famously lost to David Cook on season whatever of American Idol. He was a national travesty. Yeah, I think that he lost because the guy got, like, there were super voters who got, like, 10 votes per text or something.
What?
Okay.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, it was a big news story at the time.
Okay.
Then he was on iCarly. Anyway, that's the greatest pop song of all time. You'll notice if you listen to the song, it's the best pop song of all time. So, yeah, just give it a listen.
I'll notice next time.
Like, it's just, I'm not gonna listen. I'm sorry.
Right. Well, you heard it, right?
Just the last 15 seconds of it, I tuned in, but the rest is like, I kind of. Yeah.
Yeah, well, if you listen to all 2 minutes and 53 seconds of it, you'll recognize that it's the greatest pop song of all time. So,
okay.
All I'm saying.
We'll try.
All right. Does anyone else have a request or anything they'd like to say about Penguins, maybe?
Well, I just think there's a movie that we don't think about that often, March of the Penguins.
Hmm.
Definitely one of the most noteworthy Penguin films of our time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It caused quite a stir when it came out. Everyone was talking about March of the Penguins for like a year, I feel like.
Yeah.
It's a big film.
I'd just like to say Happy Feet is undoubtedly a more noteworthy Penguin movie than March of the Penguins. Just because Morgan Freeman is narrating doesn't make it a better movie.
But
I think that if you examined the content of the films, you'd see that no penguins march in Happy Feet.
So.
Right, no, you need the march. Otherwise, it's just not realistic
enough.
The march
is everything.
No, you need the penguin march.
You're trying to criticize Happy Feet for being less realistic than a documentary film.
But you can't compare them in the first place the way that you did. You said it was... Is there no snow?
There's absolutely snow in Happy Feet.
I don't even think there's penguins in Happy Feet. Isn't that the whole gimmick?
There's just feet with faces on them, smiling all the time.
Yeah, you're right.
Slide around on the ice. You know?
I rescind my previous endorsement of Happy Feet.
I'm glad we can clear that up.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, I got that out of here. We've been listening to some Mad Villainy instrumentals. This one's Curls. The song before was All Caps. And we're going to listen to a wide variety of tunes in a bit. And we'll get back to you in a bit. See ya.
One time for the homie DJ Screw. Already I'm feeling throwed in this bitch.
I'm so high even when I'm coming down. Just met a girl, say she from the H-Town. I say my name is Drizzy, and ain't nobody realer. Cup inside a cup, smoking ghost face killer. Got these boppers going crazy, nigga, I'm the man. I sent your girl a message, said I see you when I can. She sent me one back, but I ain't never read it. Cause pussy's only pussy, and I get it when I need it. And I'm
telling you, I'm homeless when I'm down in the winter. And I be riding rims with my tires in it thinner. Airports done, flying charters overseas. Full of Dom Perignon in the water for the D's. Don't know why it happens every time we're alone. But here we are again, and I swear I'm in my zone. So I'ma sip this drink until that motherfucker gone. Then you gon' get undressed, and we gon' get it on.
I don't give you the time you deserve from me. This is something I know, I know, I know. So tonight I'll just fuck you like we're in Houston. Taking everything slow, so slow, so slow. But I do it to her.
Drinked up, dripped out, know what I'm talking about. 3 in the morning, getting popping in the parking lot. It's on once again, and I never pretend. A nigga staying G to the end.
Ay. Yeah. I swear, like, every time we find ourselves in a situation, you know. Get that feeling like I'm in Houston. Candy paint switching colors in the light. It's about like 11 p.m. Nigga just rolling through the city. Bumping that Screw. Big Mo. UGK. Lil Kiki. I feel like everything just moving slow. Let's take my time.
pace it, baby. Yeah. I'm gone.
Unruly, you should've never introduced me to the beauty in the darker side of heaven's view. Gucci fit her booty very well. Hopefully she never kiss and tell. Hopefully we never see the sun. Don't try keeping up, I'm on a run. Something for it. Yeah, I'm pulling up.
up in something for.
I pulled this out for you, my newest coupe. Grip the horse, I take you round the loop. Close your eyes, your heart available. Land on earth and cruise through Malibu. Gave you time to give you draws the boot. Rubbing skins, I found the heavens true. Melt the sun and keep the moon alive. Dry the winds and moist behind the fire. Can't pretend the greatest in the lie. Stroke you calm and go beyond the fate. Take you down the frown, go up your face. Arch your back and bend it back and play. Fuck you good, I fuck you good, I know. Stamp your book to know where else to go. Foreign place, a foreign whip to drive. Failed at life, then fell in you, now I'm
trying to keep it humble in a world full of egos, gangsters and evil. Player in the game, but I'm making my own rules. And I'm pulling up in something for it. Up in something for it.
back from a long hiatus. We apologize for our absence. But we listened to November 18th by Drake from his first mixtape, So Far Gone. It's kind of Drake's take on like some, I don't know, Texas rap or something like that. It's kind of interesting in my opinion. Then we had Mojo So Dope by Kid Cudi off Man on the Moon 2, The Legend of Mr. Rager. And then What Did I Say? Parts 1 and 2 by Ray Charles. Yeah, I don't know the album for that, unfortunately, but...
I like that one.
You'll be able to find it, yes. DJ May and Mac, I get it this time.
Or Mac and May.
Or it's, Mac and May. Oh, it's inter- it's they're interchangeable?
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. But are we doing our PSA right now, or...
Yeah, let's
do it PSA real quick.
Do you want a beat, or you want to do it
I'd
acapella?
Like a beat.
Okay.
Please.
I'll get you one. Anyone have a joke to tell in the meantime while I find a quick beat? No, just kidding, we got the beat, unless someone has a joke already ready.
Try the beat. Numbers to think about. Worldwide prison populations. The United States has the world's largest documented prison population, both in absolute and proportional terms. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, more than 2.2 million prisoners are behind bars in the U.S., a rate of 730 per 100,000 people. China, which is four times more populous than the United States, is a distant second, with 1.51 million people in prison at a rate of 117 per 100,000, while Russia has the second highest rate, 606 per 100,000, for a total of 865,000. Prisoners. Numbers to think about.
Wow, that's a lot of prisoners.
I'll say.
That was I'd say one of the top five PSA's EM sessions ever seen, so thank you. Thank
definitely.
You. DJ Beebles. Yeah.
I don't mean to be political, but I think that's too many.
What's too many?
How many prisoners?
Well, we just want to make sure that it's enough.
Right now,
yes, I suppose
it's gotta be a minimum.
That's yeah.
No,
I suppose
like
there maybe
some
should be some.
There's not gonna be. I don't know. There's always gonna be some criminals out there. Like
it's never gonna be zero.
Actually, we don't know that. Maybe things will
zero
what
take
if,
a turn.
What if we do something where we, anytime someone wants to commit a crime, we stop them?
That'd be good.
Then no criminals.
But then what do we do with the people that are already in?
I feel like that's
prison.
Like iRobot.
Free them.
No, it's like all of us, robot.
Oh.
We will robot.
What? That mic's quiet for some reason.
Okay, he tried to save my bad joke with his own extension, but it could not be salvaged.
Oh. Thanks for trying. Did your best. Alright, Ella, do you want to announce the Stan Getz song?
Sure, yeah. Ben recommended this to me. Hi, Ben. I don't know if you're listening. I don't think so. Anyway, it's the sample for Running by the Far Side. It's Saudade Vem Corando by Stan Getz with Luis Bonfa and Maria Toledo. It's
here
chill.
It is.
It's super chill.
Thank you.
vai voltar. E então você vai ver, você vai ver e vai voltar.
Cause all my current problems are based around the past. And I hate when you call me late at night just to check in to make sure I got nothing to be sad about. But it's alright, and I'm okay. I won't need your help anyway, yeah, I will. I hate having to think about my future when all I wanna do is worry about everyone but me. Difference whenever I'm talking to you, and I know that you just adore starting off with me that way, that there's no way that I'll assume that you're wasting all of my time to vent about your problems, like how your Instagram stopped working and how your friends bailed on you. But it was funny cause it was the day you were supposed to hang with me. Guilty as charged for leading you on a lie that I know is easy to see, but it's crucial to blot out any signs that I might have feelings this way. You don't ask me how am I this way, you won't force me to proceed with actually having to tell you my worries, with actually having you give a damn about me. You giving a damn about. I hate worrying about the future, cause all my fucking problems are based around the past.
Thank you.
More songs there. We had, what did we start with? Modern Baseball with Fine Great and Sonny Rollins, which we're still listening to with Pent Up House. We tried to get it on a record, but that did not go so well. Yeah, and we have another PSA for you. And in case we don't talk to you before our time's up, this has been Yam Session. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WFO Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. Hope everyone has enjoyed this show, listeners.
I certainly have.
Guests alike.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
I thought it was fantastic.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I thought so too. Yeah. So here's the PSA. What are we doing?
Have you ever walked into your house and had this happen?
Oh no. Ah, is that the door?
That's me. The door.
Last. I'm